T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, it looks like Joe Biden may be losing the traveling press corps, who are supposed to be reporters but actually function more as a PR staff for him. And part of the annoyance is, you know, when you're assigned to that particular press corps, you have to wait for the president, and he will just no-show for like 2.5 hours. Like, he's supposed to come out, you know, and answer questions or give a speech or do something, and he'll just no-show and leave them there for two and a half hours. So the reporters, you could picture this from the foreign trip, are sitting around. He has earned the nickname Slow Joe, which is, as you understand, the opposite of Mojo.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Slow Joe.
No Joe.
Yeah, and which we're practically at No Joe.
No Mojo Joe.
Right now, right? So, and the reason we know that's his nickname among the press is because they got caught in an open mic incident. You can listen to it. It's hilarious on my Twitter feed. And they're laughing about in this clip that they're sitting there waiting for the 2.5 hours for Joe, and they're laughing about how they're not allowed to ask him real questions.
Right.
And so they're firing off questions like, you know, when Slow Joe finally shows up, what they'll be able to ask, you know, they're contemplating, they're laughing at him.
Yeah.
Which really, if you think about it, is akin to laughing at themselves. They go along with this.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like the prostitutes laughing about the work. But anyway, I should really stop thinking out loud.
Yes, you should.
So they're laughing at Joe, who they're calling Slow Joe, and they're throwing like potential questions they might be allowed to ask back and forth to pass the time. Here are the questions they're saying that they think they'll be able to ask. And you know what? I'm listening to this, I'm like, this sounds just like right-wing talk radio.
Yeah.
When we're laughing about it. But here's what they're laughing. Oh, your questions we might be able to ask include, one of the reporters cracks, where's Hunter? Another one says, what ice cream did you eat? Another one says, what kind of gift did you bring?
Yeah.
You know, talking about the gift for foreign leaders.
Exactly.
When you go under the border, Mr. President, and they all bust out laughing. And then another one of the questions they're joking around about asking, what did you think of the vice president's trip, Mr. President? In other words, real questions they'd never be able to ask.
Yeah.
And then the kind of questions that they have to ask to not get cut off.
Right. And then when you do ask a serious question, you get
screamed at.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know your job.
Yeah. Oh, just, well, we don't have to ask what would have happened to Trump if he said something like that, because, you know, he was all the time calling the mainstream media fake news. And of course, what did the mainstream media and the intelligentsia in this country do? Oh, they vilified him over it.
But here's the thing. You could just yell a question to Trump on his way to, you know, the helicopter,
yeah,
right?
And he'd
turn around and start impromptu press conference. There's no list of approved reporters or any of that. He'd just take the question. You might not like his answer, but he was extremely open with the media. And I thought way beyond what he should be, given the gross unfairness.
Yes.
But I don't think they deserved answers to their questions. They didn't earn it by being real reporters. But that was just super interesting. I think another one of the most fascinating things that really speaks to truth to what Vladimir Putin was laughing at us for over the weekend, or over the course of the week, he cracked jokes multiple times while being interviewed by American reporters about, like, oh, you won't let me finish my question? Is this what censorship in America is like? So he's making fun of America for the censorship that we have now.
Yeah.
And he's right about that. When you read this, I mean, this is amazing. This top virologist from Harvard admitting I lied to the American people. Alina Chan, she's a She works at the Silver Lab at the Harvard School of Medicine. She's one of 18 scientists who admitted just a couple weeks ago in the Journal of Science that the Wuhan coronavirus likely originated in Wuhan. She actually just said she's known that all along, but she was afraid to say anything. I'm like, well, you didn't just not say anything, honey. You lied. And she admits she lied. I mean, she's not hiding it. And she's saying she was afraid to speak the truth because she didn't want to be associated with President Trump. And that's like a little weird to me. If you were afraid to speak out and didn't want to be associated with President Trump, wouldn't you just keep your mouth shut?
Yeah.
You wouldn't lie. You just wouldn't take questions, right? You just wouldn't answer anybody's question. So, I mean, this is that ought to shake your faith in anything the mainstream media presents supposed experts to tell you about. We can't trust the experts anymore because they lie. And what was fascinating this week is that many who signed the original letter of these, remember the virologists that signed the letter saying, oh, this thing wasn't man-made, blah, 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 are now turning coat and saying, yes, no, it was.
No. Or at least willing to investigate the possibility.
They're willing to investigate it, yeah.
Yeah. Which beforehand, if you even mentioned the possibility, you were banned. You were, censured.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you've got all of that kind of crazy stuff coming out. Now you've got this very interesting war I can't wait to watch between the NSA and the FBI. The NSA just revealed in a FOIA response that the FBI improperly surveilled 16,000 Americans using NSA spy data.
So the NSA is mad at the FBI for spying on American citizens with
illegally.
Their software.
Yes.
Somehow, I'm not sympathetic to either side.
No, but they seem to be in a spitting contest.
That's one way you could put it. But it seems like the American people are the one of the losers here.
Yeah. And then there's this other weird thing this week as we're whipping through stories that are really very interesting. What we're learning right now about the sanctions. Remember Trump put the sanctions on the companies involved and Russia and Germany, and then there were other threatened sanctions if they went forward on the... The pipeline, right? The Nord 2?
Right. Yeah.
Which is going to be just a massive, massive generational power boost for Russia. I mean, they're going to have an amazing amount of control over Europe going forward because of Joe Biden. And we learned this morning that Anthony Blinken, our Secretary of State, and other Biden officials advised him strongly not to lift the sanctions and allow the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to go through. This pipeline, by the way, is going to let Russia supply the energy for Germany and then eventually most of Europe as they build it out. So it's going to give them an incredible amount of power. And they have, again, a long history of to get what they want, they just turn the power off. So, we're learning that Biden disregarded that advice and dropped the sanctions. Letting them know, go ahead, build it. That's astonishing.
And what did we get for that?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing, as Trump explained. Yeah.
And Trump was just flabbergasted by this. I'll play the audio again. Let's see if we can get it on. Can you turn the audio on? Let's try.
We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. We gave up something that was unbelievably valuable. I stopped the pipeline, Nord Stream, and that pipeline was stopped. And it was given back, and nothing was gotten for it. I think it was a good day for Russia. I don't see what we got out of it. I got along really
all right, so that was, and he's right. I mean, the way that Powerline describes it this morning, the pipeline's vital to Russia's interest in the quest to use oil and gas to isolate Ukraine and leverage its power in Europe.
I got some reading suggestions for Biden. The Art of the Deal.
Well, at this point, if Trump had done what Biden just did, you know what the media would correctly be asking?
Yeah.
Did anybody in the Trump family ever take bribes from Russia?
Yeah.
Which is weird because I remember when Biden said he had never met with any of Hunter's business partners, didn't know them, had no knowledge of Hunter's business deals. And then just a few weeks ago, what came out? Pictures of Joe meeting with those business partners who had wired millions of dollars in cash into Hunter's accounts for his businesses. Mm-hmm. And one of those was a picture of the former Moscow mayor, who's a crony of Putin's, and his wife, Yelena Botarina, sitting with Joe. They wired $3.5 million into Hunter's accounts. We know that because the Treasury Department flagged it at the time as a potential illegal transaction, like a money laundering transaction, which happens automatically with their software. It wasn't political. This was during the Obama administration, right? So we know they've paid off Biden and Hunter. We know that. We know that Biden lied about it. I never met them. Well, there you are right there in the picture. That's strange. You're sitting next to the guy from Ukraine and some other people who Hunter's been accused of illegally taking funds from. And by the way, those aren't just dispersions. The FBI's investigation into Hunter for money laundering is still open. And it's because of those transactions. He didn't report any of them to the IRS. So what do we got? The Russians paid. Let's summarize for a second, because this would be a big deal under Trump. The Russians paid the Biden family $3.5 million. Biden lied about it, met with them, and then against the advice of his Secretary of State and aides, handed Russia the pipeline that will give them tremendous political influence over Europe for a generation. Do I have all that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Where's Mueller? Where's Mueller? I mean, remember, Russia collusion was never, it's not illegal. You collude with another country to get elected in this country. I don't think you should be able to, but it's not illegal. And yet they used subpoena power to get over a million documents for Trump to try to prove that Russia had paid Trump off, even if they had colluded with him, it wouldn't be illegal. So, I mean, it was an absolute unconstitutional atrocity because they had no business getting the subpoenas. Well, here we have right in front of our face money laundering from the Russians, and we have Joe ignoring the advice of his own advisors and his Secretary of State and just giving up this pipeline to Putin. No curiosity whatsoever on the part of the media. And getting busted in a lie over it, all within 3 weeks. It's a profound level of corruption right in our faces. And you know what it says to me? The FBI is cool with it. They're cool with it. They're cool with it. No action from them, which means the Bidens are being protected and they are literally selling influence right in front of our faces in a way that's detrimental to the U.S. This is why Putin felt comfortable making fun of Biden in public. And Biden was so flustered because he knew the Russians got him dead to rights. They know exactly where that money went. They know it went into the accounts. They know Hunter didn't report it to the IRS. They know it was illegal. They know it was flagged by our Treasury. And I would bet the contents of my 401k, double or nothing, they know where it went when it left Hunter's accounts, which you want to bet it was into some of Joe's.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texture rights show Russia gets a pipeline, but we don't. Yeah, that's it. Oh, and Turkmenistan gets one, too. Yep, the Biden administration, while telling our workers they couldn't have a pipeline, was busy negotiating to help Turkmenistan build one through Taliban-controlled territory. See, trying to get them not to burn it down. So, yeah, no. So Biden is absolutely not against fossil fuel. In fact, he's very much for pipelines and pipeline jobs, as long as they're in Russia. Texter writes, I've got this really enraged troll who can't argue with me. And that's okay. I view it as him being in therapy. Tara, Trump lost. What he feels or thinks doesn't matter. Mr. Twice impeached. Well, that's all very well, but why don't you comment on what I said in the last segment? Here, why don't you lay down on the couch? Let me ask you some questions. How does it make you feel to learn? Because your matey's not going to tell you. that Hunter Biden took $3.5 million from the Russians. Y'all hate the Russians. You think the Russians are the worst people on earth? How does that make you feel that that Hunter took that? Make you feel bad? Should. How does it make you feel that Tony Blinken, his Secretary of State, advised him not to lift the sanctions that were stopping the Nord 2 pipeline? That his staff did, that everybody did, and that Biden ignored them after taking the 3.5, after Hunter took the 3.5 million, I should say. How does that make you feel? How does it make you feel your media won't tell you that? Ours will. We've been on it for a year. See, I think you listen to this show because secretly, at a subconscious level, you want the truth. You want to be told the truth. You're old enough to handle it. Does what Trump thinks matter anymore? No, but facts matter. You cannot complain and whine about Russia without dealing with the facts psychologically. Your guy's family took Russian money and did not report it to the IRS. That the transactions were flagged by the Treasury Department for fraud, which is how the Senate Intel Committee got a hold of him. You can't dispute the fact. It is indisputable. And you can help yourself discover this by going online and looking at the incredible pictures. I mean, your guy, Joe Buck, hey, Trump lost. That's great. That's all you got. Tell me how it makes you feel to see Joe Biden, who lied to you. He lied. He didn't lie to me. I didn't vote for him. He lied to you and said, oh, I don't know anything about Hunter's business dealings. I've never met any of those people. And he's in the photo with the Putin crony and his wife, who gave Hunter $3.5 million. We discovered this just weeks ago. Joe lied to you. So yeah, sure, Trump's irrelevant. We'll go from that basis if that helps you to cope psychologically. Okay. But you can't dispute anything I've just told you. And the reason you're having the reaction you're having, you just sent me this text, Tara, Trump lost. What he feels or thinks doesn't matter, Mr. Twice impeached, is because you can't handle the facts I'm giving you, because you can't dispute them. Your guy's owned by Russia. When he goes against his own Secretary of State and lifts these sanctions that were effectively blocking a pipeline, are you green? You believe in the Green New Deal? Think global warming is a thing? Climate change is a thing? Really? You think that? I mean, Biden himself told you it was the biggest threat to the earth.
This is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us the greatest threat facing America was? Global warming.
But you just, he just lifted the sanctions and the threats of sanctions, wiped those out, that were effectively stopping the Nord 2 pipeline. So he not only is going to help the flow of fossil fuel into Europe, your man, whose family took $3.5 million out of Russia, just gave them the upper hand in Europe. I mean, how does that make you? Ask yourself how that makes you feel. Do you feel rage? You should. You've been lied to. And look, I understand. It's very hard to change your worldview. I understand that because that's admitting you're wrong, and it's hard for anyone psychologically to do. Okay, so I get it. You are directing your rage at me, and I understand that. But there's a reason you tune in here every day to see what I'll say, because at some little gut level, at some gut level, you don't like being lied to. You maybe resent it a little, and you're going through the painful process of coming toward the truth and accepting the facts, and that's cool. I'm here to help you with that. But if you're going to send me an enraged text, address what I'm talking about. Address how it makes you feel. That they spent 4 years, over $30 million, trying to find the bribes from Russia that Trump had taken. They went all the way back to the 1990s, looked at condo deals done with big conglomerates who had investors inside them that were Russian, in the hopes of finding some Russian money somewhere, and they couldn't find it. But your guy took it. Your guy's family took it, $3.5 million. And your guy lied to you when he said I'd meet with any of Hunter's partners. And there he is right there next to the Moscow mayor and the wife of the Moscow mayor. So I understand you have rage. I just think it's a little misdirected. I think you need to spend a weekend thinking about it. So that's it. I'm not going to dispense any more psychological advice today. I cannot slow down for a troll, but I want to help this guy. I think you know deep down you're being lied to and you don't like it. But I'm here for you. I'm here to help you to see the truth. And I'm here to help you see the truth when the Republicans are screwing up and doing corrupt things that are going to hurt the Republic, too. And we spent a lot of the show today trashing Republicans. And they don't get a pass on this show. They don't get the kind of pass your media gives your guy when his family takes, yeah, come on, bribes and lies about it. And you got to understand, that might, you ever had one of those tests where, like, they inject dye and then they watch it go throughout your body? You understand when the Russians or the Chinese give Hunter that money, it's like a dye test. It's illegal for him to take it because he's not registered as a foreign agent, so he can't report to the IRS, so it's automatically going to be a felony. And then they watch it go into the account, and then they watch where it goes. And we know where it goes. Because your media lied to you and told you Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. But then we learned they lied. And Hunter told us on the laptop, goes to big guy. Depends on the deal. It's either 20%, 10%, or 50%. Russians know they got Joe. That's why Joe gave him the pipeline. Pipeline he could never get out of Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump wasn't owned by them like your guy is. The sooner you deal with that, the sooner I'll be able to help you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so you probably heard about what's going on in Buckhead down there in Atlanta. They're trying to get a divorce from Atlanta. Atlanta, of course, being a post-American, post-constitutional territory, formerly part of the U.S., now no longer constitutionally recognizable. One of the greatest outrages of the last year came out of Atlanta could be directly attributed to Keisha Bottoms, Keisha Lance Bottoms, the mayor there, the execution of a 7-year-old girl, because it made the thugs who had set up an autonomous zone mad that her mama had dared to enter the autonomous zone with her in the background, so they just executed her. She was black, by the way. Mama couldn't turn around fast enough. So, you know, the sentence for that is death. And even after that, she didn't clear the autonomous zone. Because it's whatever the anarchists say. That's Atlanta. That's what you know if you live there locally. Those stories never make the national news, but we covered it. It was a racial atrocity. It was terribly sad that little girl was murdered for her mother's crime of not turning around fast enough or recognizing that the government no longer controlled the autonomous zone. And now there's Buckhead, where a lunatic decided he'd take pop shots at people, actually hit a jogger, tried to kill others with his car. Murder rate there is up 50% year over year. And so the folks at Buckhead, they want out. They want real policing. You can't get that in the Democrat regime. And I wanted to, yeah, and anyway, so they're fighting to leave, to secede from the city of Atlanta so they can form their own police department with rational rules of law enforcement, not bizarre liberal ones. But I want to tell you just one story that shows you how the left operates and will operate in areas where it's allowed to. Because this is insanity. It is video. And it was actually on Tucker Carlson's show. I can't show it to you because obviously this is ready, but I will describe it to you. Because it's unbelievable. They've had a lot of problems with shootings at Lenox Square Mall. You can't really go there because of the violence anymore. And the reason that there's violence is because the police aren't really allowed to do anything about it because violence is celebrated by the left as long as they're the ones doing it. There's a video that was tweeted out by Everything Georgia, and everybody ought to see it because I want to understand what it is like to truly live in one of these post-American liberal areas. It shows a video. It's a video of a drive-by shooting at the Lenox Mall. And, person is hit. They're down. And so there's police blue lights right there. And they come flying in right away, because they're, pretty much on detail out there. But they don't catch the guy who did it. And the reason they don't catch the guy who did it is because the mayor, Ms. Bottoms, has prohibited officers from vehicle pursuits. even in cases of attempted murder. She says that'll cause auto accidents. So they had to let the shooter go. This is the Lenox Mall shooting, the one that happened on June 13. I want to clarify, there have been so many of them. So, and it is an astonishing video to watch because the shooters, I mean, they're not in a hurry, you know what I'm saying? Because they know that the police can't catch them, even when they do attempt to murder right there on the video. So that's what you're dealing with in these liberal utopias. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's not the only story like that today. Did you hear what just happened in Portland? The only thing keeping Portland functionally together, it is another post-American territory. The only thing keeping Portland together right now is nominal police presence to the extent that they are allowed to actually, you know, do any policing. Did you hear what just happened to the riot team? They all quit. These are the poor guys who are tasked with dealing with babysitting the rioters, the left-wing agitators and rioters every day. They just quit. The whole team. They quit in protest because the left-wing prosecutors there, both at the state and the local level, let these rioters back out night after night, and they watch their teammates and team members be injured by them. Nobody cares. But the local prosecutor and the state prosecutor are now investigating a member of their riot squad for being too mean to one of the liberal protesters and hitting him with a billy stick. So the whole team said, you know what, we're done here. We have been spat upon, hit with explosive devices, clubbed, beaten, had bricks thrown at us so many times, only to have the charges dismissed. And then we, one time, strike back, and you go ruin a guy's life. Now, I have very limited sympathy for these guys. I have, like, my sympathy level is very tiny for these law enforcement members. I mean, if you are still in uniform in Portland, you need your head examined. You are a target. You are exactly what they are looking for every day, these prosecutors and police chiefs, to lie about and make an example of and generally denigrate and destroy before the entire country for the crime of daring to put a blue uniform on. So, I mean, I think you're out of your mind. I think the people of Portland don't deserve you. They deserve chaos. It's what they voted for. Let them have it. So I'm glad that the riot squad has finally come to their senses and seen what they're up against. I'm surprised, quite frankly, shocked that it has taken that long. But anyways, good news is they've all walked off the job. So this should be hysterical to watch. There's no riot squad anymore. What's he going to do? Texter writes, hey, Tara, what planet was that texter from who complained that you never talk in negative terms about Republican politicians? I don't know. Not this one. You must have been listening to another show in another time-space continuum. Texter writes, Tara, I get so darn mad when I try to tell people the truth about our news media. They tell me no way. So I just stop talking. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Stay focused. Buckle up. God bless. Texter writes, law enforcement in Portland stayed on because they believed in what they were doing. They hoped they could still help and make a difference. Same reason people volunteer to fight fires or join the military. Yeah, but you can't. You can't make a difference. They won't let you. They won't let you. They want the chaos. It is part of the plan. And they want the chaos because the goal is what we saw this week from the mayor of Chicago, who resisted Trump's pleas to dispatch the National Guard into Chicago to provide federal help in Chicago to deal with the spiraling out of control crime. She just this week asked Biden to dispatch federal agents to deal with the out of control crime. That might seem hypocritical, but it actually makes sense if you understand the goal. The goal is the federalization, the federal takeover of city police departments. So that, like the FBI, we will have law enforcement agencies and members that answer to the Democrat Party, not the people. So really interesting watching Lori Lightfoot do that this week, beg the feds to come in and solve the problem. A lot of problem, by the way, has been created by her. She doesn't allow police to pursue criminals. And so you have to understand, folks, if you watch Fox News or you watch TV and you see the reports of the crime spiraling out of control, that is not an accident. That's by design. They need local police departments to fail so that they can be cast aside and the federal government can come in to run things. So once you understand that, everything going on, the constant obsession with police and racism, makes sense. Texture writes, not only are the riot team in Portland getting hit in the face with the same chicken soup noodle can, it's the same guy throwing. Yeah, because they dismiss the charges over and over and over again. Texture writes, Terry, is the IRS going to be in the illegal immigrants' bank accounts and all their cash deposits? No, they're coming after you. Not illegal. The illegals are good Democrat voters. You can't do that. Texture writes, this is straight out of Soros' playbook. I'm sure he will make a fortune when the dollar tanks. Could be. Seem pretty determined to do it. Another texter writes, Tara, I believe it was Mark Twain that said, it is far easier to fool someone than it is to convince them they are being fooled. People do not want the truth. They want someone to validate that what they already believe is the truth. Texter writes, hey, Tara, go out and celebrate Juneteenth. Enjoy. Now, the texter writes, Sicoria Turner, say her name. We have many times on this show. Her murder was an abomination, and the mayor's response to it, literally indescribable. She was the one murdered by the liberal activists, anarchists, and terrorists who took over that zone in Atlanta. And it was in punishment for her mother's crime of entering the zone without permission. She did it by accident, by the way, and not turning her car around fast enough. Truly sad. Feel terrible for that family. Texter writes, Portland, Chicago are reaping the fruit of a woke government. Yes, they are. Texter writes, I personally wrote all South Carolina Republican lawmakers and ripped their butts about the $32 billion taxpayer money loan blow and told them we are demanding McMaster veto this garbage. Texter writes, I called the show last year and said the only way to avoid a nasty civil war is for the country to split left and right. What do you think? Oh, wow. I can't do that in a minute and a half. But you can listen to the Battleground podcast on that. Text Battleground to 71307. Great way to pass the time over the weekend while you're doing, you know, running around doing running errands and mowing a lawn and that sort of thing. Again, text Battleground to 71307 to get the Battleground podcast. Text your rates. Tara, I thoroughly enjoyed listening to you slowly stick the knife between your liberal trolls' ribs. LOL. So says Jim and Easley. Thank you, Jim. Texter writes, Tara, do you ever feel enraged? No, I already read that one. Texter writes, wasn't one of Trump's impeachment for not taking diplomats' advice? Yes, partly so. Oh, good point. That's exactly what Biden just did. He ignored Blinken's advice to leave the Nord 2 sanctions in place so Putin couldn't build the pipeline. Dang, good catch. Good catch. I'm embarrassed as your humble host that I did not catch that. Yes, that's exactly what he was impeached for, but it's Biden, so it's all cool. And finally, why don't these trolls ever call in? I think they're afraid you would eat them up and spit them out. That was Troy. Have a great weekend. We will be back on Monday. Don't forget the Battleground America podcast. Again, text Battleground to 71307 to get yours.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.